And now, here is news of a program change.
Listeners with exceptional eyesight and powerful microscopes may have managed to read in the New Look Radio Times that the program due to start now should have been A Nona Wynne Goes Gibbon Throttling. This program has now been cancelled owing to complaints about its bad taste. It will be replaced by a repeat of Steptoe and Son.
Unfortunately, Steptoe and Son has been taken off because of the offensive language used in the program.
Here instead is an episode of Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
Dr. Finlay's Casebook has been taken off because of unnecessary sex and violence.
There's no unnecessary sex and violence on Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
That's why it's been taken off.
So we should be broadcasting Monty Python's Flying Circus instead. But that's far too good for the likes of you. So you'll just have to make do with this. And once again, the strain of the Angus tune prune proves too much for Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Ken, and Bilotti. So without further ado, let's go striding forward into the 70s with a smile on our lips, a song in our hearts, and a pain in our necks. And here he is.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Once more.
Today is a very special day in the history of Radio Prune. For today, Radio Prune has been officially recognized as an independent broadcasting company. It is with pride and a sense of achievement that we at Radio Prune look back at our distinguished record of broadcasting.
Radio Prune, the pioneers of full frontal radio.
Radio Prune, the fearless champions of gibbon stuffing.
Radio Prune, the only station to have been awarded the OBE and a barrel of rancid dromedary giblets.
Radio Prune, first in the field of pornographic cookery.
Radio Prune, the station whose name will go down in history. And down, and down, and down.
Yes, this is Radio Proof.
Mr. Piano Man. We're gonna please the people.
Yeah.
We're gonna make them roar.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just gonna give them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What they've been waiting for.
It's
full frontal radio. Everybody should tune into it. Full frontal radio. Coming on Radio Prune, let's do it!
Take off your shirt.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take off your pants, let it all hang out. Full frontal radio.
Coming on Radio Prune. Coming on Radio.
And on this solemn occasion, proudly, sincerely, humbly, and with malice aforethought, we present a new prune musical, The Raymond Nostril Story, or Funny Boy.
Raymond Nostril was born in a humble cottage in Wigan. But he was no ordinary child, for, as his parents soon found out, he was born a star.
Congratulations. It's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hey, and I was hoping for a boy.
It soon became clear that the tiny baby had a great musical talent, as they discovered as soon as he could speak.
Oh, yeah. What the potty?
Hey, Jed. Our little lad's real clever. He'll have a great future on stage.
Nay, lass. Nay, nay. Nay, lass. Never, nay, never, lass. He'll work down t- pit.
He'll not go down t- pit, Jed.
Aye, will he, lass. It were good enough for me. I work down t- pit all my life. So did me father and his father and his mother and her father and his pet gibbon.
But, Jed, you're a ballet dancer.
Aye, lass, but that's no life for a man. A man with fire in his belly, iron in his soul, and a hole in his tights.
And so little Raymond Nostril set out on the road to stardom.
Hey, Mother, just think. One day I'm going to be a big star, like Raquel Welch.
But don't fret yourself. I'll help you to be a success.
And help him she did. She trained him to sing and to play the piano, and she even laid on a dancing teacher.
Oh, get off me.
Hey, Mr. Dancing Teacher, will you teach me how to dance?
Yes, heart, I will. Now, you put your little bijou feetettes together and let the music carry you away. And bend and stretch and wiggle your knees around and down and up. Ooh, pirouette round and round and mince to the left or if you prefer to the right and knees together and arms akimbo and up and stretch and bend.
The dancing teacher showed Raymond a lot.
He did.
But it was not enough. He travelled all the way to Wales, land of song and Clive Jenkins, to study singing under the great master, Evan Elphas.
Hello, Fire!
Before the lessons, Raymond Nostril sounded like this. But afterwards, he sounded like this.
I've got a fanny sticking on.
Hey, Raymond, that were really lovely.
Well, Mother, I think I'm ready to face the world now. I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't tell jokes, I can't write, I can't do anything. I could be another David Frost.
To learn to talk proper, son. That's why I've got you an elocution teacher. Here he is now.
Good evening. How do you do?
This is Mr. Totteridge, and he'll give you your first lesson now.
Yes, I will, Yes. Now, repeat after me. How now, brown cow.
And after only 200 lessons, Raymond could say,
how now, brown now, cow, do you do.
And so Raymond Nostril set out on the road to success. His greatest ambition was to see his name in lights. So he changed his name to Filament.
At last! I'm ready to start my show business career. I'll go to London and get a job.
Raymond started to work his way up the show business ladder. He started at the bottom, doing his own TV series for Lou Gray. But soon he graduated to singing in pubs.
Mirage! Ladies and gentlemen, we present, live from the stage of the Dog and Whistle Lounge Bar, the one and only Raymond Filament and is performing orangutan. A 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the Gibbon stuff in rhythm you've been waiting for. Oh, take that Gibbon by the hand. Let's do the rhythm of the band. Slap him up and down upon the floor. Jiggle his feet, hear him giggle, then unzip him down the middle. Give that Gibbon what he's hollering for. The OBE. No! Oh,
stop that Gibbon! Oh, stop that Gibbon! Oh!
To Raymond's amazement, he was booed off the stage. They pelted him with tomatoes and cabbages, but as he fell to the floor, he heard a friendly voice.
You sound ready? I got a business proposition. I saw what happened then, and I think you've got what I'm looking for.
Are you a talent scout?
No, I'm a greengrocer. Oh. I'm a greengrocer.
Disillusioned, Raymond set out to find a new job. At last, he arrived at Radio Proof.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a job.
There's only one vacant, I'm afraid. That's the head of ITA. Have you any experience in show business?
Oh, yes.
Then you're not qualified for the job. Sorry.
But as Raymond turned sadly away, a girl approached him. A fragile, blushing English rose, as delicate as Dresden china. And Raymond knew that it was love at first sight the moment she spoke.
Hello, sailor.
As Raymond gazed at the lovely creature before him, he saw that things were looking up.
Rude things.
I hear you want a job. I'd like to help you.
Oh, thank you. I know that with you behind me, I could do anything.
Oh, how clever.
If only I could get a job with Radio Prune.
And so you shall. They're holding auditions today.
Then what are we waiting for?
A music link. Right. Mr. Prune's in there.
Hello.
Well, what have you got for us? Yawn, yawn, yawn.
Well, I sing extracts from The Ride of the Valkyries, accompanying myself on the electric barrel organ, whilst juggling three gibbons, playing the bells of St. Mary's on a row of OBEs, balancing Julie Felix on my nose and riding a one-wheel hovercraft.
Oh, dear. Another one. Oh, yawn, yawn. That's okay, but where is the sex appeal?
I could do it without trousers.
Okay. Yes, but where's the sex appeal? Oh, yawn, yawn. Ah, well... Look, we've got several auditions to do before you, so just go and practice your piece, and whilst you're at it, push off. Right, let's get on with the auditions. Bring them on.
Can we have the first compare, please?
Thank you very, very much, friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I deserve every bit of it. Thank you. And now, friends, can I hear your abuse, please, for three old youngsters all the way from Ireland making an unwelcome return to the show? Yes, it's the confirmed bachelors, and you know they're going to sing their song, Silence. I know you're going to enjoy that. Isn't that marvelous? Oh, hush, all around me, very silent. Oh, hush. Not a sound is there to hear. In the silence, the lonely silence that surrounds me, now you're no longer here. As I sit here in the silence, now that I'm all alone.
Yawn, yawn. Next compare, please. Well, I'm a... not really been a compare before, but at least we can try. And talking about we can try, so will you ever guys want to go on to get Bradford Norbert? I see Leeds. I played Sulphur, they should be. They're talking about beats, I like a little rock and roller music. Ah, that's what you get in. So here we go.
Play, Dad, you play. Play, Dad, you play. Next compere.
Hello, good evening, and right away, I'd like to say, John Cleese, this is your life.
Oh, no, it isn't. I'm sorry.
Very funny. John will have his little joke.
It's not a joke. I'm not going on it.
But, John, your family, who you haven't seen for years, we've brought them all the way from Weston-super-Mare. And we've got the kitten you tried to throttle when you were a baby. We've even dug up your great-grandmother.
I'm sorry. I put them all back.
Well, at least sing for us.
Oh, certainly. Music, please. Hem.
I want another slice of a rhubarb tart. I want another lovely slice. I'm not disparaging the blueberry pie, but rhubarb tart is oh so very nice.
A rhubarb tart, a rhubarb tart, a rhubarb tart, a rhubarb tart. I want another slice of rhubarb tart.
The principles of modern philosophy were postulated by Descartes. Discarding everything he wasn't certain of, he said, I think therefore I am a rhubarb tart.
A rhubarb tart,
a rhubarb tart,
a rene who,
a rene cart. For what he thought he was a rhubarb tart. Read all the...
No, it is no good. We still haven't found the right compare. We need the kind of star. But when it comes on, people will say he's witty, sincere, handsome, and fantastically talented.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you, and welcome. Music and introductory verse, please.
It was Sunday on the Frost Show. But the studio was awful quiet.
Oh dear.
Cause the audience had heard the jokes before.
Yes.
So they didn't want to laugh that night.
Sinners.
They called Jack Benny and they called Ted Ray, but they didn't get a thing. But then a man came in with a tambourine, and everybody started to sing, and they sang, it's Sunday evening, so sing us a song, sing us a song, sing us a song. I said, it's Sunday evening, so sing us a song, sing us a song. David Frost, sing us a song, sing us a song, sing us a song. Yeah, David Frost, please sing us a song, sing us a song. Come on, David.
I'll sing you a song about me, 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 me.
Mr. Prune sat and watched the auditions. But when they finished, there was a frosty silence.
No, I'm sorry, that's a physical impossibility.
Mr. Prune wasn't satisfied, and there was only time for one more audition.
Come on, Raymond. This is it. Get out there and get that job.
All right, I will. But first, I'm a singer and I'm going to make it big song, just like Anthony Newley always does.
If you must.
I will. People may call me a broken down guy.
You're a broken down guy.
I don't know why.
Neither do I.
I do.
Nobody knows me.
Who are you?
They call me a slob.
You're a slob.
He's a slob.
But I'm gonna get me this job.
You can make it big.
Make it one day. I'm gonna catch the moon. I'm gonna make it someday. Make it soon, make it soon, make it soon.
the sun. Yes, I'm gonna keep on trying. Yes, I know that it can be done. You can kick me around, you can hammer me down, trample me into the floor. I'm battered and bruised, oh, I'm not a loser. I'll get up and ask for more. I'm gonna make it this day. Oh, yes, just you wait and see. Mr. Prune, make it.
Sorry, no, too late. Sorry, the auditions are over. Sorry.
Well, that's it then.
No, Prune, there's one last chance. You must appeal to the new head of programs. Through here.
Head of programs? I want to appeal to you.
Oh, you do, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You do. Oh, you do, you do.
You see, I've always wanted to be a star, you know, and the only way I can make it is by joining Radio Prune.
Yeah, well, I must be honest. Radio Prune may not last much longer.
Shocked gasp!
You know our contract expires this week, and it may not be renewed.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping for some news. Any minute now. Let's see.
Here is some news from the full frontal newsroom of Radio Prune. This week is the last scheduled week of broadcasting of the 13-week period of experimental full frontal radio. A government inquiry has shown that Radio Prune has provided exactly what the public want, and so a parliamentary bill has been rushed through to close us down. And our recent broadcast has been subjected to persistent jamming by the BBC. The Radio Prune staff has locked itself in its studio and barricaded the doors with Rolf Harris records, which will go off if anyone touches them. But yet we fear we cannot hold out much longer. Our supplies of tinned gibbons and dried OBEs are dwindling. And oh dear, we just heard that the government have decided to use force. They're sending in the MCC.
Oh no!
Listen, here they come.
Here we come.
Proudly we march with our heads in the sand. Backwards, we're England calls.
Calls!
Fighting the foe with a bat in our hands and a load of old cricket balls.
Bats!
We are the lads of the MCC.
We know you're in there. We've been called in by the BBC to close you down, and down we are going to close you.
It's not that we don't realize you're doing a really good job. It's just that we are prejudiced old twits.
Twits! And what's more, you've been getting people listening to your programs, and that'll never do.
Never do! It's against the new BBC policy.
The BBC champions want audiences to get smaller and smaller. Till nobody listens at all.
Then BBC staff can all retire and live off your license money.
Oh, what a giveaway! We are the lads of the BBC. BBC, OBC,
OBC,
radio's good friend, for all we marching on to victory.
Oh, hurt myself!
Marching on to
point in going on. We've had it.
Man.
We might as well accept defeat peacefully and calmly. We'll just give ourselves up. And don't worry. We'll go quietly.
Quietly!
All right, you lot. Director General of the BBC here.
Oh, yes.
Radio Prune is being closed down. Get those full frontals packed up and out you go.
Where are we going to go?
You've all got to be punished. Hello. We've got some really rotten, humiliating jobs for you on BBC programs. Tim Brooke Taylor, you'll be writing funny ad-libs for John Davidson. John Cleese, you will take over from Cliff Mitchellmore on So You Think You're a TV Personality. Joe Kendall, you will be the Pips on the 9 o'clock news. David Hatch, you're already producing Week Ending, so you've been punished enough already. More than enough. Graham Garden, you're going to be on Mrs. Dale's Diary.
That's not on anymore.
Quite. And Bill Oddy, you will take over from Raimondo on the Jimmy Young Show. Now you can have one last request.
All right. We'd like to sing
our dear old beloved signature tune.
Yes. And please, let's sing it just as we've always done. Badly. No.
No. Frightened. Happy and fast.
And don't be sad. We won't be sad.
His name was Angus Prue, and he used to listen to I'll read that again.
No, don't.
His name was Angus Prue, and he never missed.
Just heard were... Oh, I can't say them. Tim Brooke Taylor. John Cleese.
Joe Kendall.
David Hatch.
Graham Garden.
And Bill Oddy.
And the script was by Graham Garden and Bill Oddy. And Bill Oddy wrote the songs, except one's by Graham Garden and John Cleese. And Dave Lee.
Oh, Dave.
Yes, he led the band.
Oh, the band.
And the arrangements, they were by Leon Cohen.
Oh, Cohen. God.
And it was produced by David Hatch and Peter Titheridge.
Oh, dear.
So let's just hear these moving words. For the last time.
No.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again.
Oh, together, my dear.